Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into today's episode of the Top Cut Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. My name is Sonny, and for now, I am your host. And no, the title is not clickbait. No, this is not something that I feel forced to do. No, all those questions that I know are immediately going to come. The Top Cut Podcast is ending. This is the final episode that will go up on Twitch, Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts, and everywhere that you get your podcasts. For now, at least. So I'm going to go through and I'm going to say just thank you to all of our sponsors for their continued support of the podcast. Thank you to all of our sponsors for sticking with us for so long, being amazing and loyal and faithful, and doing everything that they can to support us along the way. You know who they are by now. You can check them out in the description. Those links are going to still be active. Because while this is the end of the podcast, this is probably not the end of my journey. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to thank all of the patrons at the top of the hour, because the patrons are really like the people that have made this happen time and time again over the years. So a huge thank you to HGH Cyber, always second, being back to being April Floodgate for a week so Sonny knows who's messing with him. Zyphorus, Ding Dong, Tussis of the Yang Zing, Jed McCainsby, John Leal, Magic Spectre Toad, Obama, Oatmeal Spaghetti, Owen Alvarado, Pistol RX, Silver Hope, Skyhawk over the Beatles, Understanding and Reading are Two Different Things, Virtually Savior's World, Aaron Gardner, Alexander Chan, Opelousa is a Floodgate, Asami, Ashless Chaps, Atsuyo, Sympathy Silver Castle, Blue Eyes is Best, Copium, Box Wine, Chubby Ninja, Dragon Maidenless Behavior, I'm About to Rika Glamour, Tribute for Nuts, Tribute for Cause, He's Put Nuts in Your Mouth, Little Sinky, Maxi Pack, Number C107 is Better Than Access Code, Old Man Red, Pin Code 143, Runic Did Nothing Wrong, Shigabonga on Mikanko Till I Armor Exceeds Torpedo, and The Existence of a Terror Top Implies There Is Also a Joyful Bottom.
You know, it is amazing to hear you be a little bit emotional just reading the words Dragon Maidenless Behavior. It is like the best combination of things I could ever experience in audio form.
Dear God.
You know, I told myself that I wasn't going to get emotional. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's super. I think it makes a lot of sense. I'm less in that mode because I already did that last time.
Yeah.
It's been what, 3 years of your life that you've been doing this twice a week? That's a bigger commitment to anything than a lot of people give, like especially outside of their jobs. It's you got the Top Cut Podcast shirt on.
And of course, it wouldn't be an intro to the podcast without thanking my wonderful co-hosts. So, of course, welcome everybody. Caleb is here for the final episode, as well as Scott.
Hello.
We haven't, I feel like we
haven't. Holy crap.
We haven't heard Caleb has been diligently living his life outside of Yu-Gi-Oh! Last I heard, he and Madolche Queen Tiramisu ran off to Bermuda. So what have you been up to lately?
Okay, first off, it was Panama, not Bermuda.
True. You got me there. You got me there.
But no, other than that, just been working. Got a great job now and awesome. Making some decent money.
That's an immense W. That's all we can ask for.
Caleb has been living his best life like no one could.
Like no one ever was?
Exactly. I want to just kind of like go into all of the details and the ins and outs and the whys pretty early, because it's I mean, obviously I don't want to like drag this out as far as keeping people wondering, and like I don't want to get like an hour into this podcast and be like, okay, so here's why. So like I said, I'm sure as you've all seen via the title and all that the podcast is ending. So I have gone back and forth on this a lot. I mean, like a lot. But oh man, you know, it's so much easier to say this through messages and phone calls and things like that. But man, when you hit the go live button and do it, it's real different.
It really is.
Yeah, that's fair.
I need a deep breath.
Let the man breathe. What's the...
So, I have spent the last 3 years pretty much doing this podcast every waking moment that I'm not with my family or at work, because the podcast has really felt like home to me. It's really felt like my comfort zone. And I felt like the podcast was the thing that we did that was our unique thing. It felt like the thing that nobody else in the community did or was going to do. And I enjoyed that, and I still do. And I don't think that there is going to be a replacement for the Top Cut podcast, because it's our thing, right? Not like podcast in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Space. It's not our thing in that sense. It's our thing in that, like, you know, like, you guys are my friends. You guys are the ones that rode through this with me, and it won't be that again. But, you know, I've gone back and forth on this so much, and I've thought about it and debated it in my head, talked with different people, loved ones. You know, I mean, I have really gone in circles on this for like a month. And the more I go in circles with it, and the more I think about it, the more I think that it is time for me personally to see if there are ways for me to do it better. So with Skyhawk leaving, it's really put into perspective that I don't know the game like I used to. You know, it's the analogy that I've used a couple of times is, imagine you have two cars going along the interstate 70 miles an hour. One is me and one is Yu-Gi-Oh!, like the game. And we're just going along, same pace, keeping up with each other. And then I got off the interstate to go, you know, run into the gas station and go pee and get a snack. And, you know, I came back out and got back on the interstate, and I can go back to doing 70 miles an hour, but I won't ever catch it back up. I'd have to do 90 to catch back up. And, you know, when we started the podcast, I was going 70 or 80 and could do that reliably without having to do anything too much extra. You know, I've got job and family, but past that, I can just devote the outside of that to the game. Well, so I get all the way caught up back up into Yu-Gi-Oh! And then I start doing the podcast. And it's like, okay, well, I already know Yu-Gi-Oh! And I already know my job and my family, and I can balance all that. Now I can throw the podcast into this. And once I throw the podcast into this, it's like, okay, well, now I can keep up with everything. But if anything slacks off for any reason, then all of a sudden I can't keep up. I can't catch back up. So about 6 or 8 months ago, before Nationals even, really it's been almost a year, I found myself having trouble keeping up and having trouble catching back up and staying in the vibe. And, you know, it's funny. I almost titled this episode, "The Top Cut Podcast is Ending Until Konami Meaningfully Changes Sets." But
come on.
Well, when you think about it, though, that's really a big part of it. It's not just you, right? Like, Caleb, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not just burnout that is the reason that you stopped. A lot of it was some of it was like financial concerns of like trying to keep up, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, because I quit the game at a time when Positive Desires, I think it was, because I get it and the other one.
Prosperity, probably.
Yeah, Pod Prosperity. Yeah. It was like every deck was like, oh, you have to have those. I can't afford them. So no matter what, I can never build a deck properly. It would always be missing a piece or something like that. And yeah. You know, I just got tired of it.
Yeah. And I mean, you're not the only one. You know, Trevor and Dylan and lots of just people, friends from our locals, Cameron, everybody, you know, they don't keep up with the game anymore. Not like they did at one time anyway, because they can't, you know, it's hard to balance. It's one thing when we're all 16 and 18 years old and we have part-time jobs and we're in high school and, you know, mom and dad are taking care of all the expenses and we can just sink money into the game. But now we're all 26, 27, 28, 30 years old and we all have like rent that's due and we all have jobs that are trying to just get by. I mean, I spend $250 a week on groceries, you know? So when you have like a real like life like that, it's just hard to keep up. And so because so many people around me have stopped playing the game, it's hard for me to keep up. And if I can't keep up because nobody around me is playing, I don't feel like I can give good, reliable information. I don't feel like I can be a good, reliable source of information for the podcast, you know? So my thoughts on it were that I didn't feel that I could reliably, if I can't do it the right way, I don't want to do it, you know? If I can't come in every day and give good, accurate, reliable information, then why am I here? I'm just talking into a microphone and saying things that are wrong. We have a misinformation counter, like, which I know is a jokingly done thing, but like, I think it's kind of indicative of a larger issue, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, like, and I wasn't correct about everything either.
Nobody ever is correct about everything, but like, you supported the competitive aspect of the channel at that for like a year.
It definitely felt like the last chunk of time was a lot of like us 10 minutes kind of scrambling before the episode. And you being like, I don't know what any of these do. Can you teach me about the entire meta in 6 minutes before we hit hit record?
Yeah, and I mean
that's like a rough place to be in generally, and that's actually the place that I hope to be in later. Hey, things have changed, and now I can come back. But I did find Trishula, so. Trish can be
here. Yo, Trish made it.
In spirit.
Yo.
And for those wondering where Trish is, he was going to be here, but he may have accidentally played a little too much Persona. I think he was live for like 27 hours straight playing Persona, and he didn't see my message till after he stopped being live at like 4 a.m. last night, and we could only make this work at like 11 a.m. today. So don't hold that against Trish. He's a seepy boy. He's eepy.
Too much.
So
too much Persona 3. Baby.
I'm sure that for those that know Persona 3, that's really relevant.
Anyway.
Listen.
Shout out to Lotus Juice.
listen. Persona is an amazing game series.
I gotta agree with Caleb. I have to finish Baldur's Gate 3 before I start Persona 3. I have to I have to learn a new game. I gotta learn a new card game before I start doing this stuff.
Oh.
Well, what are your...
So I'm sure people are wondering where we go from here. Because there's a lot of wrapping up to do. The first thing that I want to be sure to say is thank you to everybody that has supported us over the years. I remember when me and Caleb first posted the first episode. It's funny, I'm in the chat right now and I'm seeing people just share love in the chat. Seeing Tatsum here is just surreal.
It's great.
Tatsum is here. What?
Yeah,
he came out of the retirement home.
Well, I mean, he more like came to the doorway to like usher me in.
Yeah. I was gonna say he did. Tatsum led the way, I guess.
Yeah. So, I'm always watching. You know, I love this community so much. And I don't want to see it go, and I don't want to see it end. So, I am not going to stop making content. The podcast is ending, yes. But here on twitch.tv/sunnytopcutpodcast, I will still be going live. I'm planning on going live like 4 to 5 times a week for a couple of hours a night. And, you know, there's a big difference between going live and recording. Because for me, when I record... I have to be into this one mode and I have to be prepared for that one mode. Whereas when I go live, I can go live in different ways. I can go on DB and play Test Edison. I can play Master Duel. And if I want to get back into the game and catch up, I can do that while I'm live. But I can't do that to... I can do that while I'm live, but I can't do that and get ready for the podcast, right? Because once I'm live on the podcast, it's a little late to try to learn, you know? So I'm planning on making streaming a regular thing. It probably won't be, I'm hoping, 8-10 hours a week, maybe even. But, you know, we'll see. We're going to play it by ear. And... like I said, I don't want the ride to end as far as my own personal content creation. I'm probably not going to play that much paper as far as like traveling, trying to drive an hour to locals or whatever. But I'll still be at, I'm going to YCS Raleigh on 420 and going to YCS. The plan right now is to go to YCS Indy on 6-1. We'll see. But right now, I'm definitely going to, I'm going to keep making content, keep doing the things that I love because I love this community and I love being here. I love seeing people. And I can't imagine a way that I can stop making content and being around the community. But the podcast is ending because of all the reasons stated. And like I said, I could not imagine doing a final episode without Caleb and Skyhawk here because...
of course.
They represent so much of what the podcast is and how the podcast got here. So I would love to, since we have apparently the highest live viewership that I've ever had, if people wanted to start giving their favorite moments and their favorite memories from the podcast, I would love that. You're probably gonna make me cry, but
we can start with us.
I'd
say number one and two for me, if we want to just like funny stuff that's happened during the podcast, Appaloosa is a floodgate discourse, by far one of the funniest things that has happened in the Discord. I love that started and I was like, no, hold on, I gotta fix this, and then I made a chart, which it turns out I ripped off from Siberian Rabbit, who did it long before I did. And then I think YCS London was probably the the biggest thing that I can remember connected to the podcast that I think was funny, like having like it's such a small, like Yu-Gi-Oh is such like a small niche community thing, but we were literally just sitting on the train going to the airport just talking, like you, me, and Nash, and some dude was like, wait, are you Sunny from the Top Cut podcast? You were like, what?
That to this day is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me.
Like,
it's just hearing my voice on a train in London and going, podcast.
Yeah.
That is without a doubt the craziest thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life.
There's just like, never would have happened if that person was just not like on that train on their way to the venue. But just it was a funny little moment of like, even if you think your impact is very small, it spreads much, much wider. Like we were talking about this last night, like I think in total the podcast has something like 200,000 something plays on Spotify, like a bunch, like a couple of
170 on Spotify and 150 on Apple.
So, oh, so we're cooking.
We're over 300.
We're cooking in the 300,000 play range. Like,
yeah.
Imagine even over a period of 3 years. Imagine like 300,000 people trying to fit into a room. Right. Obviously there's lots of like people who've come back, but like let's say even it's like 10,000 people over the course of 3 years who've listened to an episode. That's like an immense amount of people that you've gotten to have a conversation with, even in kind of a short period. So.
Yeah,
I think you should be very happy about that.
I am. I mean, I am beyond proud of what we've built here. Caleb, do you have a favorite moment from the podcast?
Honestly, I really can't say that a particular moment, but I did enjoy all of the, you know, traveling to events, all the trips, meeting so many cool people. Getting to eat a lot of really cool food.
from that, Caleb, I don't know if you can relate to this at all, but it does feel like whenever Sunny like sends you a message out of the blue, the thought just goes through my head that's like, oh boy, we're about to get on Sunny's wild ride today. And that's
exactly
that's pretty much how this podcast happened. Sunny is like, I have an idea and I'm going to make it happen and you're going to help me. And at first I go, oh Jesus Christ, and then after we're done I'm like, wow, this was awesome that Sunny brought me along to do this thing with him.
Exactly.
So that's like it is very rare that you can find somebody who, it's like, I don't know how to say this exactly right. You are exhausting in the best possible way. You always I talked about this before, I think elsewhere, but I'm somebody who finds it very difficult to actually like sit down and finish projects, and so Sunny just messaging me you and being like, hey, I need this made, or hey, do you want to just upend your life and do a podcast three nights a week? And hey
Caleb, you wouldn't know anything about getting asked that question, would you?
no not at all.
Or how about I want to go to Europe. do you want to come with? I'm going to fly up to Canada, so you have to go to Niagara Falls. Hey, Sunny,
I'm going to Canada, and you're in Canada, so meet me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on the other side of the country? Just fly.
Just fly, idiot. You're a bird. You can get there. You can do some migration. I think, and I mean, sometimes I have to say no. Like, he was like, let's say you should come to YCS.
Sydney.
You come to Sydney, yeah. But I'm somebody who generally is not bold enough to try to plan those types of things or even ask for those things in general, or advocate for myself even. And Sunny is a harsh advocate for himself and for everybody around him that he wants to lift up. And that's one of the biggest qualities. And I'm very happy that I get to call you a friend. And Caleb, I'm sure you can relate. We're both a little bit on the introverted side, and Sunny.
Oh, very much.
Sunny
so,
is
yeah,
the guy
yeah.
who drags us out to go do things. He adopted us.
Exactly.
Yep.
In a group of cats, he's a golden retriever.
Yeah, we're angry old cats who want to be left alone. And Sonny just like walks in, tail wagging, just grinning like, come on, boys,
why
let's
did
go.
You say that? We
got... Listen, you deserve to hear it, man. It's been very fun. I remember the first month that I was like learning how to edit everything, just stressed out of my mind. And then once we got into the flow of it, everything got a lot easier. Yeah, that's my piece.
You know, it's funny that, you know, the podcast is ending and my only thought is like all of the things that I don't feel I've finished. Is that crazy? But I mean, part of it.
What's left? Topping we gotta. You have to top a regional before you go. Is that the?
Is that
the play? But I mean, content wise, like what's still on?
I want to do more as far as like posting YouTube videos and things like that. And it's funny because I feel like the podcast ending is like the end of that, but really it's the beginning, because part of the reason that the podcast is ending is so that I can work on myself and being a better, I want to be a better player, I want to be a better creator, and I want to be, you know, I see it's funny to say I want to be a better person, but you know, I mean, like, these are all aspects of me that I want to work on. And like, you know, we just got the question in the chat, what kind of content do you want to do on YouTube? I want to do vlogs, and not just vlogs, I also want to do like fun like guerrilla style videos, which is kind of a weird thing to say. But so like I got this little like Bluetooth receiver and the little lav mic, and I got it for like if we record a podcast at an event, we can do that. Because I can just plug this into my phone and have like real microphones hooked up to my phone. But what I would like to do is to just plug it into my phone and just take it and just carry it around and just like talk into it like a microphone and just be like, be at a YCS and just like shove it in somebody's face with like my phone recording on the camera and just be like, so tell me what you think about this, you know, and just like almost like on the scenes reporting, but asking nonsensical questions like, just be like asking a person like in the main event, like, how did you get around that, you know, that Kalute in you know, game three? And they're like, I wasn't playing against Black Wings. How did you get around it? You know?
How did you play around Honest in the year 2024? Well, my opponent wasn't playing it. Thank you for your time. I've been Sunny from the Top Cut.
Yeah. I noticed when you're attacking for game, you still attack with the lowest attack point monster first. Are you doing that to play around Gores or out of habit?
Ask them the real questions.
Do you think your opponent has Gores, or do they have a bestial? I don't know.
Trigadia.
Tatsum, it was wonderful to have you here. I want you to know that you're another friend that I've made in this space, and I really appreciate you being around and supporting us. Thank you. Okay. I will say I haven't acknowledged the polls that we've been doing in the Discord server. And I do have a moderator here that has said I need to acknowledge the polls. I don't know where the poll is at in the Discord
podcast,
server.
Podcast discussion channel. The very last poll.
What band is better, the Beatles or Creed? So, the answer is definitely the Beatles. But,
oh, by far.
According to the polls, the polls say it's Creed. Now, I'll say that it is time to Yugi go to the polls and go and vote and make the Beatles win. If you are listening to this, it'll probably still be up or close to it in the Discord server, which the Discord server will be staying up. I guess I should let people know that. So I am going to offer a refund on the Patreon for this month to anybody that's already been charged, because it doesn't feel right to me that you, because a lot of our patrons have been there for like a long time. and they were there when the Patreon structure was to charge on the first of every month regardless. So, and while it no longer does that, the ones that were there since then have still in charge, which is the vast majority. So most of our patrons got charged just like a couple of days ago for our Patreon. And if you're one of our patrons, make sure you go onto Patreon and check the messages and stuff, because I'm going to be offering everybody a refund for this month. If you want it, because I mean, you're paying to support a podcast and get like your name on the podcast and things like that, and you haven't gotten that. So I want to make sure that I do right by all of our patrons who have supported us for so long. The Patreon will still be active and still stay up. It'll just turn into my Patreon rather than the podcast Patreon. Same thing with all of our affiliate links and sponsors and things like that. They're all going to translate into Sunny the Streamer's stuff instead of Sunny the Podcast stuff. And then same thing with the Discord server. The Discord server will stay around. It'll still be active. Were there any episodes you guys wanted to do but couldn't do to various reasons? I always wanted to do a big roundtable episode at a YCS or at a like nationals or at a big event where you kind of like get like 6 or 8 pro players literally sitting around a table with microphones, like in person, doing an episode like that. It just, even like going to the events that I went to, it's just, the thing is that when you have these events, it's really hard to get something like that together, because usually everybody flies in either Thursday night or Friday morning, and then they are there on a Friday, they're playtesting for the event. Saturday, they're at the event all day, and then they're tired from the event. Sunday, they're at the event all day, and then tired from the event. And then they usually, all the pro players are either leaving Sunday night or early Monday morning. So you would have to ask, either you would have to get there earlier and ask them to come earlier and then ignore playtesting to do it, or you'd have to ask everybody to stay a day later, which is just not really something that I can like feasibly ask people, because you're talking about hotels, different prices on flights, you're talking about like missing a day of work. So it just never worked out. That's something I would have loved to have done, because I think that that would have been super insightful. But to be fair, if you want good players on your podcast, if you want to hear good players talking on a podcast, now you can just go listen to Heart of the Cast. So exactly. With Farfa and Josh Schmidt. So, you know, that's another reason, and another factor that played a role was when we started the podcast, I felt like there weren't any other there were no Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcasts uploading consistently, like 1 to 2 times a week, in English with really good audio. And I wanted to change that, and I wanted to do that. And I feel like we did that for a long time. But over the last like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, there's been like, really over the last like year, but really in the last like 6 weeks, you've seen the big creator step into it. There's been like an explosion of Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcasts. You've got Farfa and Josh Schmidt starting Heart of the Cast. You've got the James Sumner's podcast, which is, remind me, Skyhawk.
T-Set Pass.
T-Set Pass. For a while, I think, I don't know if they still post, but you had the Meta Killers podcast.
There's Gulzo and Garrett PHY are starting one.
Yes.
I think there's a few.
MBT Peeps and Luke Von Karma started one, but it's not really like necessarily like a Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. It's more like a podcast that's a Yu-Gi-Oh! Adjacent.
Yeah, it's Yu-Gi-Oh!'s r/AmItheAsshole subreddit is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. But so
anyway.
But, you know, I feel like there's been a lot of podcasts that have popped up and really filled the hole very well of, you know, being, if you want something more casual, that's out there. And if you want something more interview style, that's out there. And if you want something more covering news and notes and event coverage and talking about things like in really in depth, you can find that out there. So, and even also the podcast with Head to Head Battles and Nim Nim, that one has also just recently started up. I forgot what it's called because they've only done like one or two episodes, but that one's also done fairly well. And who knows, maybe one day we'll even have Speed Lords come back.
I was going to, I can't remember, I was going to bring up Speed Lords. I forgot that that existed. That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
Wow. Shout outs to Meepmoto 27.
I remember the when Speed Lords posted, or so there was the, what was it called? The GooCast.
Yep.
When they first started was not long after Speed Lords posted like the final episode of Speed Lords. And it was really interesting because I remember telling Caleb, like, look, this right here, this is what a Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast could be. Because, like, Speed Lords did, I think, like, 12,000 in a day. And, you know, GooCast was averaging, like, 15,000 to 20,000 views in, you know, the first, like, 2 days of going up. And so I remember telling Caleb, like, this is what a Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast could be. You know, all you got to do is, like, you know, really make it good. And
so, it's a 2024 quote from Sonny. All you got to do is really make it good. I agree 100%. I got to agree.
3 years ago, that wasn't necessarily a given on your Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast, okay?
I would like to think that the Top Cut podcast was probably part of the increase in quality, because then we kind of created a new standard that everyone else, if they wanted to compete, had to bring themselves up to.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
And I would say that's accurate.
I think that's the case for a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh! Content creation over the last chunk of time. Like, the standard for Yu-Gi-Oh! Has gone up. Like, three to five years ago, it was a low standard. Like, we had... Prague was really the first, like, big thing that people were like, we're making a structure. But, like, podcast space... there was basically nothing for when you guys were starting out.
There was nothing.
The old episodes were very funny. I remember one episode, I think it was the second one that I was on, something weird happened with the audio, and I was like two semitones down, like pitch shifted.
Yeah.
big Darth
Vader. That happened a lot on those old episodes. Like, if you go back through the archives, there's a boatload of episodes where it is just unlistenable.
Shout out to the bot that we used to use. That thing was
brutal. It's funny because we had a comment earlier, chatter, XBizKits. XBizKits has stayed on us on our audio quality. Because there's been a couple of moments where they'll tag us in the Discord server and be like, what's going on with the audio? Audio shit, you know, it sucks. And it's just like,
I agree.
Yeah, it happens, right? And so they hit us with a little chat, you know, really sucks that you guys are ending it. Hopefully me being critical sometimes wasn't too much. And it was like, started listening to you guys a year ago. And it's like, that's why they started listening a year ago. And so they'd never heard the garbage.
They didn't know the end times.
They weren't there for the awful haircut that was like just cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but now it's grown in and it looks nice.
Yeah, exactly. They showed up like right when the haircut was really starting to like grow in and look good. Yeah,
exactly. Also,
to me, even in the moment when that type of feedback can be a little bit combative, to me, I appreciate that because that means people are listening and they're listening actively and they're interested.
Yeah.
That to me is something that is big with that type of feedback. I've seen other stuff that's a little bit wonkier, but like when it's that detailed, that's like somebody who's very passionate about it. So for me, I appreciate it.
I also have something very funny.
Okay.
That only the oldest of old heads are gonna remember. Caleb, do you remember when, I don't know if you have stream pulled up, do you remember when this was a massive issue for us?
Oh yes, I remember. I was about to bring up that thanks down to Wells. Down to Wells. Thank you very much.
Down to Wells is Mirren from the Discord server, Caleb.
Hi, Mirren.
Yeah. So this was a, this was the original name of our podcast, was the Delinquent Duo Podcast. We did like three episodes and then realized that there was another podcast in the space that posted their first episode like 3 days before us, titled the Delinquent Duo Podcast. And we were like, oh no, we jacked their name. We can't do that. And then that video was proceeded to be the only video they ever uploaded. It got 49 views and never got uploaded again. So we could have held on to it, but we rebranded to Top Cut Podcast, and the rest is history.
I knew the part about you guys naming yourselves the Delinquent Duos. I didn't know that the other show only uploaded once. That's amazing.
And they uploaded once, got 50 views, and never uploaded again.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, it was out of respect for you know, another set of content creators. We didn't want to, you know, step on any toes or anything.
They posted first.
Yeah, exactly. They beat us to it.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, the only reason they beat us to it is because we were waiting, because we wanted to record in person. So we were waiting so that we could get our COVID vaccines before we recorded in person.
Yeah.
Yes. Funny. It's funny how the timing works.
Yeah, so we had to wait extra long so that we could get our second dose and be fully vaxxed before we got in a room together. And I was like setting up all the equipment and everything while we were like trying to finish that up. But
amazing that the origin of the name is influenced by a global pandemic.
Funny. Yeah, yeah.
Funny how global.
A shocking number of things are. So, but. I appreciate, like I said, I appreciate all the love that has been sent to us. There's literally not enough. There's literally not enough time to thank everyone that's helped us along the way. Obviously, like I said earlier, you know, all of our sponsors have helped us tremendously. Tier Zero, Dragon Shield, and all of them. ETB has helped us hugely, and Steel Fox. Also, a lot of other content creators in this space really did nothing but help us. And they consistently helped us when we needed it. And anytime we asked, they were always very helpful. You know, names come to mind. Obviously, Skyhawk, you jumped in as a creator being helpful. Trishula jumped on as a creator being helpful. You know, Pac has come on the podcast several times on a whim just because I asked him to. Tatsum, I met as someone that I just asked to come on. You know, Farfa had us on his subathon, MBT had us on his subathon, Distant Coder had us on his subathon multiple times. You know, I've met lots of great friends in this space, you know, Zara, Mega Capital G, GGYGO. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I will never be able to replace those moments and those friendships, you know. And seeing those people at events has really just, it's really made life worth living. It's really made the game worth playing. And really made things worth doing. So thank you, appreciate it.
Yep,
inspirational. Well,
Skyhawk, I think that's gonna wrap it up for this episode.
That's do you have any the last time we'll be on a mic together, probably at least the three of us in the same room. Caleb, do you have anything else to say to the people?
The only thing I can think of is, don't be sad that it ended. Be happy that it happened.
Smile because it happened.
It's one of the few things that I can say that I have learned directly from Markiplier, through all of his ups and downs and all that. That's one of the biggest things that's really stuck with me.
That's valid. It's funny that you bring that up. I actually pulled up an old prop hunt video last night. Mark and Jack and the guys, fun stuff. I guess, what is the, so maybe leave this on a positive note, the future for us. I might be going back to school in September. We'll see. Depends on a couple of other life events. I'm learning a bunch of new games. I started playing Edison Format, and that's going to be my way to engage with Yu-Gi-Oh! Going forward. But to everybody who's listened to the podcast and listened to Caleb ramble for 2 years, me ramble for 1 year, and Sunny ramble for 3 years, it's been a hell of a ride. So thank you for always listening to my good, bad, mediocre, lukewarm, and hot fire takes. Thank you for making time for us in your mornings twice a week. Sunny, you want to take it away?
Okay, I need two things. I need a card pun on the go. I need a card pun ready to go. And I need Caleb's outro on ready to go when I'm done here. So, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Top Cut Podcast. And I will see you soon. Have a great day.
We've gone on for so long, it has been nothing short of a miracle. Nothing short of a miracle fusion.
Take care, everybody.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.